the bike and potency already scary. Undoubtedly, the most frequently asked question on bicycle forums is whether cycling affects potency. I must answer clearly and unequivocally, yes, it does, positively. I anticipate questions, so let us take a deeper look at why this issue bothers novice cyclists altogether. Probably, concerns about his potency begin with the fact that looking at thin, sharp-edged sports saddles, a normal non-rolling person begins to have a nervous tic. No wonder, this sharp thing, and even between the legs. The second striking factor that uncomplicated people think about is a long sitting on the saddle causing stagnation in the crutch, and hence the problems in the sexual sphere of cyclists. I will try to dissuade my cautious readers who still have doubts about this. I'll start with the anatomy of our seat. The S is not designed as it seems from the outside. Whatever its volume, we sit on a bicycle saddle with strictly pelvic bones. Thus, these bones hold our crutch just above the surface of the saddle, and this is very important. Now you understand why I and all cyclists categorically do not advise riding on soft seats, especially over long distances. The pelvic bones are immersed in the softness of the saddle, and we lie on it with the crutch. This leads precisely to what the lovers of comfort are afraid of: squeezing the prostate, blocking the blood vessels. Therefore, whatever configuration the saddle may be, sports or tourist, it must be tough. Next, long distance, long stay in the saddle. I fully agree with those who argue about the harmfulness of long sitting for sexual function. But friends, in no way impossible to call riding a bike just sitting. First, the body weight on the bike is spaced so that the S does not have more than 60-70. Compare this with the daily sitting for hours at the computer, where your weight completely puts pressure on the S and spine. When riding a bicycle, a person cannot stay in one position for a long time, constantly has to stand up, carry weight, get up on the pedals, simply because it is a road. Any cyclist makes such movements hundreds per hour, absolutely not meaningfully. Again, compare with the seat at the company. And finally, think, and what does a person do when riding a bike? He pedals. That is, it constantly moves its legs, and even with a noticeable load. All his blood is pumped in an accelerated mode, and of course, the pelvic region in the list of supplied with oxygen is in second place, immediately after the legs. Well, how can you talk about blood stasis in the pelvis and prostate? After all, the perineum hangs over the saddle, resting on the pelvic bones, and the blood circulates freely through it. Take all these factors together and tell me what is more harmful: ride a bike for a few hours or do daily 8-hour marathons in an office chair? Imagine the harm we do to ourselves every day, sitting for many hours almost motionless in easy chairs. That is where the stagnation of blood in the pelvis, and like nothing, somehow multiply. I can call cycling stimulating for the prostate, and I would advise all office mates and drivers to do this regularly. For several hours spent in the saddle, you will supply the pelvis with fresh blood for the week ahead. Only direct benefit from this, and the air, and the sun, and the resulting positive, it all goes to benefit. It is not surprising that all skaters feel an increased tone in personal relationships. We now turn to the possible negative effects of cycling to the genitals. First, it is very easy to catch a cold bladder. Bike shorts are made of thin lycra, diapers cover directly the economy itself, but the lower abdomen remains almost without protection from the cold. Hot, sweaty man enters the mountain, and from there quickly flies down. The wind blows him in the belly, and if you constantly do so, you can easily earn inflammation of the bladder, which is then very difficult to get rid of. The way out is to dress according to the weather, not to strive to wear a summer uniform in early spring. In cold weather, wear cycling pants from Windstopper in the middle to hook at least something under the shorts. It is also a good idea to have a bicycle jacket. They have a long butt which covers the back and lower back even in a bent state, and the jacket lies just on the lower abdomen, protecting it from wind flow. You cannot overheat the perineum in the heat. Therefore, exclude any kind of sweatpants and jeans. If you ride a little faster than the walking pace, there, everything will begin to sweat, and this is very harmful for the testicles. Wear light bicycles and diapers shorts in hot weather. Pampers easily conducts moisture, heat is removed through a thin lycra. Watch the position of the saddle. If you feel even the slightest discomfort from the crutch, not from the S, immediately change the fit and adjust the saddle. Numbness, this is generally a very bad sign. You cannot continue to go in any case. Stand up, pass.